This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Authors who create amazing worlds for kids to get lost in are really special kinds of people. Today, we're joined by the writer behind Amelia Camellia, the series, and more recently, Ella at Eden. It's Laura Sieverking. Good morning.
Hello. Good to be here.
Laura, what books first inspired you to become an author?
Yeah, growing up, I was a big reader. So back in the day, I would sort of read all the Narnia books, Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. They were ones that I really enjoyed. And then when I came to Australia when I was about seven, I really got into Emily Rodder books, so Rowan of Rin, which are still really, really popular today. So those were all the books that I really enjoyed as a kid. And then now I've got my own kids, seeing all the sort of new stuff that's out there. That's what's partly inspired me to go out and be a writer myself.
What are the books that your kids are really loving at the moment?
There's so much good stuff out there for kids at the moment. It's just, they have so much choice. They're so lucky. So I've got a girl and a boy. So they like a whole range of books, from the really funny sort of picture books, you know, The Pig, The Pug, Mac and the Alpaca, all those sort of funny picture books. And then my daughter's a really big reader. So she's a little bit older now. So she's enjoying Jackie French. But in the past, she's loved the Alice Miranda series, Belinda Morell. There are some great books out there for kids at the moment.
Laura, it is book week. If you could dress up as any book character at all, who would you choose?
I don't know if you've seen the new Matt Cosgrove book, Dharma the Lama, that's out at the moment, but that's all about Dharma the Lama, who loves reading books, and she's a real book nerd, and towards the end she prefers to be reading a book at home than at a big loud party. So I must say, I think Dharma is my spirit animal. I'd rather be at home reading a book than out at a big loud party, so I think I would be Dharma the Lama.
Okay, Laura, lastly, if we were to become characters in your book, who do you reckon we'd be?
Oh, that's a tough one, because I must say I write a lot of girl characters, and that's fine. You can be girl characters. I do love Amelia Camellia because she is able to camouflage herself into her environment in order to be invisible. And I can just imagine Duncan and Sam, you being sort of a fly on the wall, sneaking into situations by camouflage. So I think that's what you would be. You can be Amelia Camellia.
Yes, Masters of Disguise. Laura Sieverking, as always, it's been a pleasure getting to chat with you. The third book in the Ella at Eden series, Musical Mystery, is dropping on the 1st of November. Can't wait to read it. And thank you so much for chatting, Laura, and a happy book week to you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me. See you later, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.